In this episode, it's the perfect prescription for your photography business. Hey folks, a interesting conversation for you today. So I'm sitting here with Mr. Luke Copping. He's an editorial and commercial photographer that has his hands in a bunch of cool things. And we're going to talk about a couple of them. So one of them is a product, I think you can call it a product slash service that he's put together to help photographers on the business side of things. So we're going to talk about that. And you guys know how much I love marketing and business. So we're going to dive into that a little bit. But also, Luke is heavily involved with the ASMP. And that's Luke, why don't you tell us what the ASMP is, what the organization is, and what you're doing with them?
Sure. ASMP is the American Society of Media Photographers. We're a trade association that's dedicated to working in fields of like advocacy, education, and community building for professional photographers. We're one of the oldest trade associations for photographers in the country. We've been around since 1944, and we've got members like Stanley Kubrick was a member, Philippe Halsman, Ouija, people like that. So there's a long storied history of some of the best photographers out there.
And what are you doing? What are you doing for the organization?
So right now I'm on the national board of directors. I currently serve as the vice chair of the board, but specifically what I'm involved in most of the projects and committees that I work with are related to marketing and doing a lot of outreach for emerging photographers, helping emerging photographers get educational opportunities, learn more about the business so they can be sustainable. I see a lot of really talented photographers enter the market, and sadly, I hate to see it, I say a lot of them leave the market soon after, only because they've never been taught the business skills or they haven't found mentors who can really help them with the business aspect of being a photographer.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people think, you know, how hard could it be? You get a camera, you put up, you know, you go to Squarespace, you put a site up, you know, you get a PayPal account and start making money, right? Yeah. Why not?
That's absolutely true. I mean, but so many people overlook the fact that once you're in this business, maybe 10 to 20% of what you do is actual photography. It's being a small business owner. It's taxes, payroll, insurance, chasing down clients, billing, marketing. You wear a million different hats and you have to get good at all of them. And you have to be enthusiastic and creative in how you approach all of them.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. And that's my sort of wheelhouse there is the whole marketing and business side of things. And it's interesting what you said, you know, there's a constellation of things that people need to be cognizant of as a photographer and not just creating pretty saleable pictures. It's the business side, which drives what you're doing. And one of those things is having the ability to know what you're not good at. Right. Mm. So that and then also having the drive or the common sense or whatever to find somebody that's good at that to supplement what you're doing, and also having an infrastructure in place. And that's what we're going to talk about today is this product. You created this product called the Photographer's Prescription. So tell me about that and why you created it.
Yep. So it's Project Prescription for photographers. And it's funny you just mentioned the whole idea of knowing what you're not good at and having a team, because that relates directly to the genesis of how Project Prescription came about. A couple years ago, you know, I was a photographer, I was doing okay, kind of doing my own branding, doing my own design work, came to the quick realization, I'm not a designer. You know, I'm great with photography and I'm great with a very limited scope of photography, and that being portraits. So I reached out to a designer I respect. Her name is Shauna Heater, and she's based in Portland, Oregon. She has a couple of websites. One is nubbytwiglet.com. The other is wearebranch.com. That's her agency. Cool. And she's been doing design and branding for me for years now. We've got some really notable press for the brand she's put together for me. And it's really helped my business coalesce around like a really recognizable brand. It's been really, really good. And not only with the visual aspects, but her entire philosophy of branding as a whole, like everything you do is part of your brand, how you communicate, every email, every face-to-face meeting, what story are you presenting to your clients? So that has really helped me change my thought on a lot of how I present my branding. And it's really helped me narrow my focus and really improve my business. Now, like me, Shauna is very, very process oriented. Like, she came out of design school, did a lot of trial and error to learn how to work with clients effectively. And she's worked with some rather large clients over the years. So her and another designer, Paul Jarvis, originally put Project Prescription together as a product for graphic designers and web designers. And they teamed up and used their years of process experience and trial and error. And Shauna being really, really wonderful with like the visuals and the style of everything. And Paul is a designer, but he's also been a writer for sites like Forbes, Lifehacker, stuff like that. And again, he's very into the idea of like efficiency. He's a great writer if you're a freelancer in any field, like really, really wonderful with freelancer education, creative education. So they put this framework together. And because, you know, I work with Shauna quite frequently, I immediately got my hands on it. I bought it. And I loved it. I was like, I can totally adapt this to my workflow. All of these thoughts that I've had for years about how I communicate with clients, how I put up, you know, my workflow, how I describe my process and use that to justify my value to clients to get higher rates. Mm-hmm. All of this was encompassed in this. I'm like, this just needs tweaks. Like there's a lot of differences between the design world and our world. They don't really deal in licensing like we do. It's a lot more flat fees. So there's some small things. Also, it's much smaller teams. Usually they're dealing directly with the client. We may have much larger production crews working under us, or different layers of clients between agency and end client. So yeah. I started to,
we're cousins.
Yeah.
We're cousins. We're not brothers and sisters. We're cousins, maybe distant cousins.
Exactly. Right? So I started to adapt this workflow and I reached out to Paul and Shauna and I said, this is fantastic. And photographers need this. This is something that's been missing forever. Back when I was in, photography school, even in the early days of my business. And I know so many photographers that could benefit from this because they just don't have the experience coming out of these other areas to really operate at like a high process level in terms of their workflow. They're beautiful visual artists. They have amazing creative spark. They need help with business and communications. Even little things like writing, like they may not just be the best writers in presenting themselves that way to clients. So we branched off Project Prescription Design, and it's become both the design module and now the photography module, which we've just launched, which completely revamps the product, tailors it specifically to a commercial photography workflow, works in a lot of the tips that me, Shauna, and Paul have all had to deal with over the years, both from my experience as a photographer and their experience as occasional buyers of photography as graphic designers. So we have the benefit of seeing it from both sides.
Now, are you looking at this as kind of a business in a box for a photographer? So you kind of have your business going already, but there's holes and there's things that you've been purposefully neglecting because, you know, you don't want to look in that dark corner, you know, but now, lo and behold, here comes Luke with this box of this is all the stuff that you need to create a successful business. And all you have to do is do some minor tweaks. And now you can present yourself as a pro, you know, is that
that's,
the goal?
That's sort of the goal, but I kind of see it more as like a turbocharger for your business. You need to have the basics there. I mean, like in any business, you know, you have to be a great photographer. But in this business, that's the bare minimum. Being a great photographer is the entry point to being taken seriously commercially. You have to have, you know, the basics of your business there, you know, insurance, your taxes taken care of. But once you're there, this is how you deal with clients. This is everything that is the forward facing part of your project workflow. And that's what the box is. It's everything. You can take a client from the first moment they contact you. You send them out the first pieces of info, which are going to be essentially a quick start guide or a welcome kit that introduces them to your brand, some work. It's kind of a combination pitch / portfolio / workflow guide that gets them comfortable, kind of shows that you're thinking of the answers to questions they haven't even thought to ask yet. It's really, really fantastic if you deal with occasional buyers who aren't educated buyers. They may not be agency art buyers or editors. They might be in-house marketing people at smaller firms or like mom and pop boutiques who aren't used to buying photography. It helps them get up to speed with the language, explains in really accessible terms who you are, what you do, why your work is a benefit to them. Great way to get testimonials across. And the next piece of the puzzle that you will send up to them too is a project information questionnaire, which you can either send out to them as a PDF that they can fill out and get back to you, or you can use as a phone script when you're talking to them on the phone or in a meeting to get the information for a job. And that's going to be everything. Like, you know, how do you broach some of these topics with your client? Or, you know, maybe if you're newer in the business and you get a big job call and you panic and you forget to ask an important question, this helps you with that. And you can add to it and subtract from it as needed, you know, based on your experiences as you grow in your business. But it's a customizable tool that'll help you learn about their budget, their licensing needs, you know, their time frame, even going a little deeper into that. Some questions a lot of photographers don't always think to ask their clients, like, who are your target demographic? You know, who are you trying to sell to? What part of their sales psychology are you trying to appeal to? All of these can help inform how you put your image together, how you put your pitch together to solve your client's problems.
And then pricing wise, looking at it, you know, first of all, congratulations, the page, and just for the folks that are, you know, we'll link to this in the blog post for this episode, obviously, but the URL is the projectprescription.com/photography, right?
Yeah.
And the page is beautiful, and it's comprehensive, and it makes me want to buy this when I'm looking at
it. That's the real upside of being partnered with two amazing designers. I've been able to really focus on the content, and they are doing what they do best. So they've also contributed a lot to the process and the workflow as well. There's things I learned from them in the process of rewriting all this content that I've now adapted to my workflow to make it even stronger. Just in the process of writing this, that I learned from them, things they use in the design world that I never thought would be applicable to us in the photography world.
Now, Luke, is this product a living product? And, you know, in terms of being a subscription / community type thing, or is this a one-off? I'm going to give you, and I'm looking at the pricing here, it's $108 for this. Yep. So I'm going to give you $108 and I get these files and I'm off into the races. How does it work that way?
Yeah, it's no subscription. It's a flat one-time fee, and it sets you up with all of the documents and checklists that you need. You can get two different versions of the documents. One is an InDesign-based version, which is fantastic if you're a little more visual with your marketing stuff. You want a little more control over how images are presented, how your brand is reflected. For those that don't have InDesign, don't want to make that investment, we also have a Google Docs and Word version, which is a little visually lighter in terms of how you can insert imagery, but has just as much of the branding, panache, and design that goes into the original in terms of the documents themselves being beautiful and effectively thought out from a user's point of view.
That's so cool. That is so cool. Where were you guys with this like 10 years ago, man?
I asked myself that same question. You know, like I think back to the early days of my career and I'm like, thank God I had amazing mentors and thank God I had ASMP because that's how I learned.
Yeah.
But even then, like the timeline of learning all that as the industry has changed since I got out of school in the early 2000s, the business landscape has changed significantly in terms of, you know, prevailing rates, market shifts, the type of work that's on trend at any given time. Mm-hmm. You know, the rise of non-specific licensing because people are doing so much multi-use, multi-platform marketing that it's really hard to pin down specific media buys anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It goes on and on. And looking at this, I think a lot of photographers back in the day, I'm talking about me, where, you know, you would use Google and go find sample template documents and then try to fix them so that they kind of fit with your business. And then you'd miss something or, you know, even looking like you go to conferences like, you know, Photoshop World or, you know, Photo Plus Expo and talk to other photographers and like, hey, let me see your contract. Oh, that looks good. I'll take this clause and put it in mine. And, you know, you end up with a Frankenstein contract that looks plausible, but may have giant bullet holes in it.
That's true. And I mean, that's something we considered strongly in terms of some of these documents are documents that have a legal basis. We're talking about releases, terms and conditions for contracts. So what we've done is, since we're not lawyers, is we're really big believers in helping people find the resources they need to have the right information. So if you're based in the US, you know, we've worked with ASMP and you can get access to their terms and conditions and model release language that they've made available to the entire photographic community for years. And you can go right there and plug that into your forms. Likewise, if you're a Canadian-based photographer, you can go to CAPIC or any number of other professional associations throughout the world to make sure that these documents are specifically tailored to your market and locale.
Yeah. Yeah, this is cool. So then what happens? Will you be updating these later? So if, you know, you have an epiphany and you're like, okay, the laws have changed, we need to change this particular document to make it look better, or the designer say, hey, this look is for this, you know, the whole series is so 2016, it's time to update it because there's these new design trends in 17 and 18 that we must apply. How does that work? Would I get the update, or would I have to go buy them again, or what are you thinking, or are you thinking that far ahead? Well,
right now what we're looking at is really setting people up with the tools to do that themselves. So in terms of the branding, we still encourage people, you know, work with a designer, develop a core brand for yourself. Mm-hmm. This is a great layout that is so flexible, and which is why we're thinking of it more as a framework than like a course or a product. It really is something that you step into, almost like a tailored suit, and then make your own. But we've already gone through some updates. I mean, even in the first few weeks of our launch, ASMP came out with a revised model release with some new language in it that we then have been, you know, pointing our users towards, you know, send an update out and saying, you know, ASMP's updated their release. You guys should go check out this new language and put it into your documents.
Yeah. Yeah. This reminds me a lot of this reminds me of my mom used to sew a lot. And I remember going to the store, and I was a little kid holding onto my mom's skirt. Right. I remember going to the store, to the fabric store with her, and she'd pick out patterns and all these things. This reminds me of those patterns that she used to purchase, because you buy the pattern and it tells you what you can build and exactly how to build it. But then the buttons and the fabric and the thread and all the different pieces that make a unique garment are up to you.
Exactly.
Right? So this is kind of that pattern.
And it's important. We would love to create something that's one size fit all. But we also acknowledge that that's not the world we live in. All of us as photographers, we have different businesses, different client bases, different values that we have to communicate to. For instance, some of the documents, we have a pre-shoot prep document in the kit right now that's specifically tailored for portrait photographers. And it walks your subjects through everything they need to do in terms of like pre-grooming, care, getting their wardrobe ready if they're not working with a stylist on set. But that could easily be adapted to someone in another field of photography. That could be sent out, you know, as prep lists for food photographers or prop stylists. That could be sent out as a, you know, a getting ready guide for an architectural client to get their space prepped for you.
Excellent.
So they can all be tweaked to your specific needs. There are a couple universal ones. I think one of the most interesting tools we have is a client evaluation guide. And I think it's one of the most important things that I've learned from Shauna in working with her over the last couple of years, and a couple other photographers that I've been really blessed to know, is that they spend just as much time vetting their clients as their clients do vetting them. They want to set themselves up for success. You know, we totally get it. You know, you're starting out in your career, you got to pay rent, you know, you take those jobs. But when you have that freedom of choice and you have a goal in mind that you want to work towards with what you're shooting, you want to get the kind of assignments that you really want to be shooting, and you want to work for cool clients, you have to do some homework too on them. And this teaches you with a little, like, we put together a little data driven scorecard and questionnaire on what kind of clients are a good fit for you based on your values versus what kind of clients maybe you shouldn't be working with, what red flags in terms of how clients communicate signify they may not value your professional expertise, or they may not value photography as a product or something to be licensed that can be an ROI for them. Yeah, it really helps you, you know, learn who you are going to love to work with and who you should run from.
That is key right there. I think that little piece is gold because that's the experience. So the photographers generally, or people in any career field, generally speaking, that you have to deal with clients in a one-on-one basis, or even more than that, the way that you develop the sensitivity towards what you don't like is to actually experience that thing.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
So over time, you're like, I really don't like this kind of client, and I keep getting those. So next time I get someone that appears to be that kind of client, I know where that leads, so I'm going to not work with those people.
Yeah.
And having a script, if you will, to kind of walk through to help you weed those kind of people out beforehand, I think that's golden. So
yeah, and bravo. it starts with the, you know, really obvious stuff, like, you know, if you have a moral issue working, like if you're a vegan, you probably aren't going to shoot for a butcher shop or like a meat manufacturing company. But then we also break it down to some more subtle stuff, like even language cues to look out for in emails from clients that could signify problems in the future. You know, are they not responding to specific questions? Are they reaching out to you at inappropriate times of the day outside of office hours? Are they using a lot of just language, like, oh, we just need you to take one picture, we just need you for 2 hours? Those subtle cues that they're already using to psychologically devalue the assignment in their your eyes.
The hot words are just real quick, and those kind of things that, like you said, that devalue you and are essentially landmines. Because if, you know, like you were talking about, what was your designer's name? Shauna, right?
Shauna, yeah.
Yeah, so Shauna, I'm sure there's no, hey, Shauna, can you real quick design me a letterhead? Can you real quick put together a landing page for this product I'm launching? I know it should only take you 30 minutes, but just knock it out.
Right? And that's another great thing about the process, too. And I mean, that came from Shauna's process and me working with her, is like, if you know that you are the kind of designer or photographer who likes to research a subject more, you want to get into it a bit more so that you can provide a really elegant solution. Like, you know, as a photographer, that could be location scouting, casting, really digging in deep. you're not just going to take a job, but they say, we just need you to turn something around in an hour and we need you to do it tomorrow. You might be able to turn around to a client and say, listen, I'm booked until October. I'd love to have you on this list. Let's set a date to re-up this meeting. And if you're still looking for someone to shoot that campaign, I'll have all of these items ready to present to you on how we can make this like a stunning success.
And that goes back to that positioning, right? So if you're positioning as, say, no disrespect to Walmart, but like Walmart, where it's their whole premise is based on low prices, right? Yeah. So you go in and they have everything you need and it's low prices. If you go to Walmart and you're buying jewelry because you're going to propose to someone, you're going to have a different experience and a different level of expectation than you would have if you go to Tiffany and with the same goal in mind and a different price perception as well. Right.
Absolutely. And differentiation is becoming harder and harder in this business. I mean, it is a saturated market and there's a lot of talented people in it. I don't like the idea that a lot of photographers sometimes have like, oh, there's amateurs coming into the market. They don't know what they're doing and it's making it difficult to make a living. Well, the market is getting saturated, and that is making it harder to make a living. But a lot of these amateurs are incredibly talented and incredibly astute in how they're experimenting with marketing and social media and utilizing completely new venues that a lot of veteran photographers have never considered. So one of the easiest ways to differentiate yourself to clients specifically is process. Clients comfortable working with you. They know they can count on you. They know that you have contingency plans in place, because you've already walked them through what could go wrong on a shoot before it even happens and how you're going to fix it. The level of confidence they have in you has just gone through the roof. And ever since I started to implement these process ideas and these practices that I've learned over the years and that I've developed through putting this together, I find that my process is a huge differentiator when I'm bidding on jobs, to the point that I'm very often landing jobs based on the confidence they have in me, even when I'm the highest bid.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Okay, so we'll wrap this up, but I got to ask you, there needs to be a book that goes with this. You need to write a book and then make this product a companion to that book.
That's something I'll consider. Right now, we've definitely got some video content. So when you buy Project Prescription, you get a couple of videos, one or two hosted by me that walks you through the workflow and some of the ideas for customizing this. And then especially because photographers aren't designers, there's a branding video by Shauna and Paul that walks you through how to update your colors, your fonts, logos, everything in the InDesign documents, gives you some design tips, gives you some of their insight as designers on what people respond to. So you get some content there. Maybe I will. Maybe that's the next project.
Yeah, I think those videos are great for just the care and feeding and operational aspects of how to use the product. But I would love to see a book from you on the business side of things, like things that we've been talking about here, like how to work with clients, the pitfalls to look out for, establishing your business, common mistakes that photographers make, and you know, amateur versus pro. What does it mean? I'm writing your table of contents for
you. I love it right now. I will say that until I come out with this soon to be Pulitzer Prize winning guide, for anyone who wants to know stuff, there's so much information out there available to photographers through communities like ASMP. I mean, even outside of just the educational documents they provide, the stuff, the content they provide, there's such a vibrant community that's so dedicated to helping emerging photographers. And there's even a vibrant community of young photographers who are dedicated to helping veteran photographers now get adapted to social media and new thoughts in marketing and exploring new digital-based markets. I've seen so much amazing cooperative education go on in that community with, you know, someone who's only been a photographer for 2 years, but came out of the social media and startup world, helping a veteran photographer of 40 years completely revamp their marketing plan to huge success. So the tables have been kind of flipped. At the same time, he's helped that young guy become 10 times the photographer he was when he started.
Yeah. Does the Project Prescription Photography product contain any documents in there that are focused specifically at the social media aspects of running your business?
No. So we don't have anything here that really focuses on outbound marketing. We do have a lot that focuses on inter-client communication. Okay. We tell people is that once a client has called you, then the hard work starts. You know, getting their attention with marketing is just your foot in the door. It's how do you sell? And so this walks you through all of that, from how you pitch to how you explain, you know, your value to clients, to your production Bibles, your guides that you're sending out to clients, everything, even how you're following up, like your schedule for how often do you email existing clients, because it's monetarily much cheaper to get a new assignment from an existing client than it is to land a brand new client altogether.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And as you walk me through this, I'm wondering why you only priced it at $108.
But we want this to be accessible. And we also want people to understand that this provides a huge value to the industry. At the same time, we're cognizant of the fact that the stronger the industry is, the better it is for everyone. The more educated, well-armed photographers out there who have business knowledge, who know how to communicate with their clients, they lead by example. They set expectations for clients that in turn makes it easier for future generations of photographers to continue to make a living. It is part of the stewardship of this industry. And we also aren't big on, you know, the crazy, you know, $5,000, you know, silver bullet, you know, workshop idea that doesn't really help a lot of people in the end. We wanted to create a simple, practical tool that a photographer can buy, start using today to improve their business.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you and the team on putting something out there that I believe is sorely needed by folks in the industry. There's, you know, like you said at the beginning of this, there's knowing how to shoot and knowing what it takes to create an image, mm-hmm. and then making a business out of that is something completely different. And some people love it. And some people run for the hills whenever they see Excel or anything that might look like business stuff. Right.
Well, and that's my hope. I really hope this can be a tool that helps people who are passionate about photography be equally as passionate about their business. When you realize you can apply just as much creativity to how you market yourself, to how you run your business, to how you communicate with clients, a whole world opens up. Like, you start to have a lot more fun with it.
Totally. Yeah. And I tell people as well, it's just today, and at the risk of sounding like an old fogey, right? It's like today we have all of these tools at our fingertips, whereas, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, this was science fiction to people, mm-hmm. even having this conversation with you, right? This was complete science fiction just a couple of years ago. And now we have Twitter, we have Pinterest, mm-hmm. we have Facebook, we have Snapchat, and it just goes on and on, the different ways that we can reach out, not only on the business and marketing side, but also on the side of creating and displaying our creative projects. Right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it just goes on and on.
So, it's more accessible than ever. I mean, that's why I think some of the coolest photographers I'm starting to discover aren't, you know, in my local community. I'm starting to see cool stuff like projects coming out of like Singapore and like China and, you know, Germany, like stuff that I wouldn't necessarily been looking before. And I love that. I love just to see those different views and that different style of work that comes out of different places.
Yeah. The world is smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. It's smaller and smaller every single day.
Yeah.
Cool, Luke. Well, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you taking the time to do this interview. Once again, give us the URL where people should go to check this out.
Sure. It's theprojectprescription.com/photography. If you go to just theprojectprescription.com, you'll go to the homepage. You can go to the photo page from there, too.
Love it. Wait, you guys couldn't get prescription.com? Like, why not? Not available, huh?
No, there might be some competition there.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Frederick. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.